I'm going to spend time on the gospel, but you'll notice we have the healing of this blind man at the beautiful gate. And the consequences of this will be unfolding in the readings for several days now. Because healing somebody in the name of a dead criminal is not a common occurrence. So who is Jesus? Well, he's everything he said he was, is, and everything that they preach. And that is going to cause quite a turmoil in Jerusalem. So we'll hear about this. The Lord did that on purpose, didn't he? Signs and wonders are part of preaching the gospel. This man was known publicly. He sat every day at the principal gate of the temple, the beautiful gate, begging. Everybody knew him. I used to think of that a lot because at the Damascus gate, to this day, especially on Friday, which is the Muslim holiday, if you will, many, many people, mostly blind, are sitting there waiting for alms as people go through the Damascus gate. Everybody would know them. So our Lord picked this man, whom everybody knew, and healed him so that everybody got a chance to rethink what they think of him. It was just a mercy. But you'll see as we go through this, as we go through the rest of these readings, that it didn't make much difference. But Pentecost did. But we're not there yet. Here we have this story. Imwas, if there is an Imwas, it's a town about 7 miles outside Jerusalem, over to the west on the way toward the airport. And two friends of mine have been digging there now for several years, trying to determine once and for all, this is the Emmaus, because there's 3 or 4 candidates for it in Jerusalem. I mean, Israel. And so they're trying to figure out which one is the real one. And so they're working there at Imwas. This is a story, though, and is typical of Luke now. And you'll notice this. He has 2 accounts of resurrection appearances in chapter 24, the last chapter of his gospel. Both of them have to do with the understanding of Scripture. The grace of Easter is the grace of understanding Scripture. Pray for it. The octave's not over. Pray for it. Because the risen, beautiful, glorious Jesus, who still has the marks of his suffering and will for all eternity, you see, he is the key to Scripture. But he's more than the key. He's the instructor. You sit down with him, he will open the Scriptures for you. And he will explain them to you. So that's what's happened. In what we have today, he explains them how foolish you are. You see? Or does he tell them that? How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. If you'd have been reading your Scriptures, you would have gotten it. Really? What about us? We read the Scriptures. Do we get it? There's a grace here. And that's why today and the next section of Luke, the 2 appearances of Jesus in Luke are to explain the Scriptures. And so we have this beautiful text. Now, I got to watch the clock a little bit here. The Jews, as I think you know, divide the scriptures into Torah, Nevi'im, V'Ketubim. The Torah, the prophets, and the writings. And so the rabbis would come together to string pearls, nachros, to make a haritza, a string of pearls. So they'd start with the Torah. Somebody would mention a text, Leviticus, wherever. Someone would find a text, all by heart, of course, but find a text in the writings that matches that and elucidates that. And then to the writings. So you got the law, the prophets, the writings, right? And then they go law, prophets, writing. Stringing these pearls until they return to the fire of Sinai. That's the source of all revelation. So what does Jesus do here? You see? Beginning with Moses, Torah, and the prophets, the Nevi'im. You see? He interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. Wasn't that? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, if you ask the Lord, he will do that for you. Because that the grace of Easter, among others, but the grace, is to understand Scripture. Have the resurrected Jesus, who passed through death, still bears the marks of his death, be there and open it all up for you. So, now, as I say, if you do the Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, you return to the fire of Sinai, the source of all revelation. So what did he say that happened to this here? Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures for us? He brought them to the fire of Sinai. How? Jesus is the fire of Sinai. Jesus, radiant in his risen body, is the fire of Sinai. He's the fire of revelation. And one of the great graces of this season is the understanding of Scripture. You can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I really want to celebrate Easter this year. Open up my mind. Take me through the law, the prophets, and the writings. Take me any way you want, so that I can understand the scriptures. And we have the scriptures to help us understand the scriptures, right? The whole of the New Testament is what? It's a testimony to the reality and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's buttressed by, dependent upon, refers to the Tanakh, doesn't it? Pick up your Bible and look at all the footnotes to all the texts that are alluded to, referred to by the New Testament, that are in the Old Testament. Did you ever try that? Well, I've got to quit, but I've got to tell you, it reminds me, and I think it's worth telling. I've told it before. I was giving a Bible weekend to some contemplative sisters, Sisters of the Precious Blood, up in Pembroke, Ontario. And there were like maybe 12, 15, I don't remember how many. And the last day, the superior said, you know, Father, look, first, I was raised a Catholic, so I don't know anything about the Bible. And that was very true in those days. It's getting better. And I'm with my sisters, serving them all week. I have 3 hours on Sunday to myself. What should I do? I said, well, do you have one of those Jerusalem Bibles? I mean, one of those big ones you need a caddy to help you carry, you know, great thing. She said, yes. I said, well, now, what's your favorite part of the Bible? You know what she's going to say, don't you? John. So I said, okay, open up to John and start reading your Jerusalem Bible and read all the cross-references and the cross-references to the cross-references and read all the footnotes. And the Lord will give you a course in Scripture. 3 years later, I got a letter from her. "Oh, Father, that suggestion was so wonderful. Every Sunday I've been doing that, you know, for 3 years, and I'm up to chapter 5. Can you imagine our Lord just being with her every Sunday, this very lovely, holy woman, and doing for her what he did for these guys on the way to Emmaus? Could you just imagine that? I mean, well, he'll do it for us.